How do you feel about the government in the Philippines?
They suck. Because they corrupt. I mean, no matter who the president is, they ended up being corrupt and using people. Even Pacquiao now is having problems. The boxer, even now he's having this, what is that word? News about him that he uses the the money or whatever for something. I forgot what it was, but I read something. But I mean, it seems like every politician there is corrupt.
And you feel even Manny, of all people?
Probably.
Wow. Alright. Well, how do you feel about the U.S. government?
I mean, they're trying. Obama's trying. I don't know if people talk crap about him. He's trying. You can't just say, oh, you can't just give somebody a crappy country. Like, it's already down millions or billions of dollars, and then here comes Obama trying to help everybody and stuff, and you think it's, like, overnight that he can just turn it around. And I know it's already almost 4 years, or it's already 4 years that he's been president, but I'd rather have him than Bush.
All right, so you believe in... So overall, you believe the U.S. government is better than the Filipino government, yes or no?
Every government has something bad about it.
Of course, but which one do you believe is more favorable to its people?
Here.
All right. And how do you feel about the education system in the Philippines? Like the schools, what's it like, the school's main goal?
Well, over here, I see protesters protesting, like, oh, everything's getting so expensive. But half of them don't know anything about, don't even try to go for financial aid because they probably think, like, oh, going to financial aid, meaning I'm poor. But if you go to financial aid, they'll help you. Be thankful that there's financial aid because in the Philippines, if you're poor and you can't afford, like, school, then you're really not going to school, even for public school. Nothing. Like, some of my cousins stopped when they were, like, in third grade because they can't afford it. So they haven't even reached high school and they stopped school and they don't know how to write, they don't know how to read, they don't know how to do a lot of stuff. And that's why people here should be thankful that at least that option for them to go to school is there.
All right, and I've heard people say the lifestyle in the Philippines is more laid back.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, like if you're poor, you're poor. Some people just say, okay, we're poor. So every blessing they get, it's like everything is just like fresh, just something fresh and like I don't know, they appreciate it. You give them something, I mean, when you go in the Philippines, if it's, they ask for, oh, can I have that shirt? And then you're wearing it. I mean, it's just, if you go there for vacation, it's fine. It's fun. I just can't live there because there's better opportunities here for my kids.